Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
I want you to open your Bibles to the epistle of Paul to the Ephesian church in chapter 3, a good place to start. Ephesians chapter 3. Our theme for the month, and of course for the coming month, it will continue our month of supernatural enlargement in the name of Jesus. And our scripture remains Isaiah 54, verse 3, by the grace of God. So in line with that, I would like us to turn to Ephesians chapter 3. I'll read from verse 8. To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold... Somebody say, now. I can hear you. I can't hear you. Ooh. That means that something should be happening now. And if you are yet to begin to experience it, it will begin today. In the name of Jesus. To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known through the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access and confidence through faith in him. Therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Verse 14. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you, hallelujah, according to the riches of his glory, hallelujah. So he's capable, and more than capable, glory be to God in highest, to be strengthened, hallelujah, with might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Hallelujah. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. So we see here, we see Paul writing to the church, and you know, after writing for a while, he says, now this is why I now am bowing my knees. We find a similar prayer in chapter 1, and you always see why you say, therefore I bow my knee, therefore I am praying. Now if you really want to see all the reasons why he's praying, we'll go back to chapter 1 from verse 1. One of the reasons that you have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. You have been blessed. One of the reasons that you are already chosen. One of the reasons that because before the foundations of the earth, God finished on your case. But you see, experientially, we know we struggle. So he says, now, judging from what you are, or who you are, and what you have that God has concluded, I bow my knees and pray for you. But just picking it from this particular, from the passage we read, from verse 8, he said, look, see how God does his work? I'm less than the least of the saints, not even an apostle. And yet, see what God has committed to me. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. And what is it that I should preach? The unsearchable riches of Christ among the Gentiles. Remember, our scripture for the month is, you will expand to the right. Come on, church. And you will expand to the left. In the name of Jesus. And your children. And your children's children. And your children's children's children. And your children's 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 children will, sorry, they will inhabit, they will inherit the nations, the Gentiles. He says that they will even make populate, as it were, even the waste cities of this earth. In other words, when your expansion begins, the place that until now looks arid and desert, no man can live there, your people will make it livable. Because there will be so many that they will extend to the place. And by so, we know he's talking about the kingdom of God. It's ever growing, it's ever expanding, ladies and gentlemen. Glory be to God in the highest. You say, oh, really? So it's not my family? Your family is part of the kingdom. What do you mean? It's as good as personal and as false, universal. Glory be to God in the highest. That's why I can boldly say, I and the children that God has given unto me are for signs and wonders in Israel. So, he now says, that's what he has given me. So, if I have no reason to bow my knees, I'll bow my knees for that. Why? So that opportunity will be open among the Gentiles for me to introduce this topic. Number two, praise the Lord. To make all see, if that's the only reason, that as I begin to minister, you will see. As we begin to minister, the Gentiles will see. If that's the only reason, I think it's worth kneeling down for. Glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah. To see what is the fellowship of the mysteries, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God. And then said, I will so preach it to the intent that the manifold wisdom through the church will now be made known to the principalities and powers. If that's the only reason, what is it? That you, whom he has delivered, whom he has empowered, will begin to see that you have the power to put the devils on their own. To make them quiver when you stand, when you appear, if only to make you begin to assume your position in Christ, I think it's worth kneeling down for. I'm praying that you will see who you are, what you have, and you can begin to stand boldly where you belong. If that's the only reason, I will pray. So Paul was praying. It says, according to the eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus. So let me go back to that. He says, look, if the only reason I'm praying is that the devils will see me because of you, I will need my after he says that this sign shall follow them that believe in my name, shall do what? I can hear you. Oh no, some don't know. In my name shall what? Who will cast out the devils? The pastors, apostles, prophets, and teachers. Everybody, any child of God. If that's the only reason I will kneel down, so that you will know that you have the power to stop the devil, not just to stop him, to cast him out. That's enough. In whom we have boldness and access with what? Confidence. Through what? Faith in him. If that's the only reason, Paul said, in the name of Jesus, Father God, if that was the only reason, that I may begin to walk in the boldness that is mine, that I may know that I have access, that I'm no more a slave, I'm not a servant, I'm a son, I can warm up to my dad at any time, he's my father. If that's the only reason, I will put a bow on my knees. If that's the only reason. He wasn't just praying that you will become that. He was praying that you will become who you have been. That you will live up to who you are. He has done it. It is finished. But you must manifest. That was what he was praying for. Yeah, that's what he was praying for. Yeah. You see why when we come together like this, when we go back, they wonder we have been with Jesus. So the prayer. For this course, I bow my knees to the Father, our Father Jesus Christ, in whom all the families in heaven and earth has been named, that he will grant you, who is you there? We for whom all these things have been accomplished. We for whom now we are going to match what he has done for us. We are now going to be matching who we are. He will grant you according to what? Help me. According to what? According to what? According to what?
Riches of his glory.
So he will grant you according to his own ability, not your ability. Not the ability of the devil, it's his own ability. It's according to his own riches. He will grant you according to his own riches. He will grant me according to his riches. To be strengthened with what?
Might.
To be what?
Might.
No, no, no. To be what?
Might.
To be what?
Might.
I can't hear you. To be what?
Might.
I can't hear you. To be what?
Might.
To be what? Strengthened. Strengthened with what?
Uh-huh.
Please, I want you to know that word strengthened. Because when God strengthens you, you assume who he has made you. Pastor, you are just talking. I'm not just talking. And that's why I know very soon you see an explosion. Even in this service. In the name of Jesus. They say, are you sure? I'm very sure. If you hear the testimonies. I want you to know that this is reality. This is real. This is not child's game. It's not just a club. This is true. The supernatural is real. It's true. Because of all these that you are, and all these that you have, which you are still begging God for, you don't need to beg anymore. I pray that God will open your eyes to see, and that he will strengthen you with what? Might. Where? Ooh. Let me stop there. Hebrews 11:11. I'm coming back here. Hebrews 11:11. Can we all read? By faith, what happened?
Said
I said what? Receive what?
Faith.
Receive what?
Faith.
Receive what?
Faith.
So I pray that God will grant you to be strengthened. To be what? Strengthened. To be what? To be what? To be what? To be what? So I pray that God will give you strength. When Sarah receives strength, what happened? She comes. And she bore a child when she was past age. So for everything that has passed, so you thought in your life. For everything the devil told you that you can never be again in your life, I say it's a lie. And I say receive strength in the name of. That's why. That's how miracles begin. And they have started. They have started. I say in the name of Jesus, they have started. I know because I speak to them. In the name of Jesus, they have started. I say receive strength. In the, I say receive strength in the name of Jesus. See, even when you don't feel like that, then say, I may not feel it, but I'm going to. And before you land that leg, Holy Ghost takes over. Because that's a demonstration of your confidence in his ability. I'm not joking. I've seen it work. Let me give you an example. Count it all joy. It's because it's not a joyful thing. It's something you are sad about. It's something that you are afraid of. It's something that you are despairing about. Say, count it all joy. But how can I count it joy when? Say, sing, oh you barren. Barren, sing again. He says, sing. He said, break forth. You know why you say break forth? Because it's not easy to sing like that. So how do you say? You want to say, back. Hey! In the name of Jesus, this is real! 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 When Sarah receives strength, 90-year-old woman conceived seed in her. I'm talking about the God we serve. The God that can boast. Oh. Now you can see why he will pray. He says, because I'm praying that you have what? Boldness. Come on, you have what? I can hear you. I can hear you. Cancers will disappear in the name of Jesus. Let me see. All of you have been praying for me. Can't you see that God has been hearing your prayers? Can't you see that God hears your prayers? If God can hear your prayers concerning me, he will hear your prayers. He's hearing your prayers concerning you too. Hallelujah! You see, the thing is that God will do it through the hands of everybody. Not just pastors, everybody. It is through the church that the manifold wisdom of God will be declared to the principalities and powers. It's the church. Wow, hallelujah. So by faith, Sarah herself received strength. So I can say to Paul's prayers for me, amen. Strengthened with might in my inner man by the Holy Spirit. That Christ may dwell in my heart by faith. That I, being what? Rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints. What is what? The length, the width, the length, the breadth, and to know the love and height, and to know the love of Christ that passes human understanding. That I may be filled with all the fullness of God. At that point, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what I can ever think or ask, as according to the power that what? Strengthened with might in my inner man. When Sarah receives strength, I declare conception right now. In the name of Jesus. Now, don't make the mistake of not saying amen. Say amen. No. Because some women are saying, no, I don't want children. I won't say amen. I said, say amen. In the name of Jesus. You say, what prayer is that? I said, the conception of your destiny. The seed of your destiny that God has conquered before the foundation of the earth. Let in the physical, let it now begin to germinate. Let it begin to happen in your life, in your life, in your situation, in your marriage, in your health, in your finances, in your ministry. I say, conceive, receive strength in the name of Jesus. Isn't it interesting that it's the Holy Ghost that strengthens us? Sit down. I looked at that many, go back to Hebrews 11. That was the scripture that God gave me for the fruitful vine. Where is it? Quite a number of people came. But see, all these things are for you. The fruitfulness was for every area of life. Peace in your home, your business, your finances, your health, the future of your children. Because in the kingdom of God, we keep on growing. We increase. It's not up to the devil. It's what Christ has finished. I could not read through the scripture. By the time I started reading, people begin to fall over. You are screaming and so all over. The Holy Ghost. Oof, I feel the fire. I said, what God has created to be in life is usually a mandate for the kingdom. I'm not joking. And that's why you cannot want to become all that God wants you to be without thinking the kingdom will come to the forefront of your mind. Receive in Jesus' name. Yes. You may be seated. You see, strength there, I look for that strength there. I open my strength, I look for the strength. Say, she receives strength. I say, what's the strength? He said, achieving strength. He said, it's dunamis, achieving power, accomplishing power, fulfilling power, the power to fulfill the mandate over her life. She was created to give birth to Isaac. So it didn't matter whether she was 90 or 100. So the power to do that just came whoop, and even at 90, boom. I don't know what age you have gone past. I say concerning your eternal, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh yes, whoop, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I say whatever it is, I release you to your destiny in the name of Jesus. Sit down. So there, when he says she's restrained. See, the reference is to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Now you can see why Jesus says, look, you will receive what? The same word, dunamis. The same, exactly. The same reference in the Greek dictionary. The same in Strong's. He received strength. The kind of strength that he received on the day of Pentecost. She received strength and she was able to fulfill. So with the Holy Ghost and my consciousness of his presence and my consciousness of the reason and the purpose for which I am created, I will fulfill. Because they are ready. You know when the people are ready. And when you don't know, the Holy Ghost knows. So I was asking God, that day I was coming here for service, I said, God, talk to me. Because when you minister to me, I will just minister what you minister to me. So that was when he gave me that scripture, and I said, now I've got it. Now talk to me. As I sat here, I said, come on, look at 92:10, Psalms. I opened it. Open it. Open it, you see. Psalm 92, verse 10. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh. Can you see the Holy Ghost there again? When the Holy Ghost is used as anointing, it is strengthening. My horn, bet my horn. Now I'm talking about, me. Talk about you now, Bear my horn. So what does my horn mean? My emblem of what? Excesses. When God exalts your strength, I wonder the creature that will stand. I feel the fire here. Receive in the name of Jesus. Bear my horn. My emblem of excessive strength and my stately grace. I remember. You know what that means? It's not my fault. It is God sent him by might in the inner man. He is God that has exalted my strength. And you know, in addition to that, he has given me what? A stately grace. I told him, I said, that's my swagger. Don't be offended. It is God, and it's for his glory, and I'm happy. So what you see that excites you is his stately grace. So I release the Holy Ghost candle. In the name of Jesus. I say receive it in Jesus' name. You know what it's called? Boldness. You know what this stately grace means? Boldness. And access. With what? With what? With what? Woo-hoo. I feel the fire. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You have exalted like what? The wild ox. You know what a wild ox is? You know what an ox is? The bull, the male, big, with the huge horn. When he appears, the first thing you see is that's what God is making of you. In the name of Jesus. I am anointed. Why? Because I am anointed. So when I'm standing with my inner man, my eyes look. So my eyes, it says my eyes. It says my eyes sees my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desires on the evildoers that rise up against me. That is, they are uncompromising. That is, because of that, the righteous that you are, that I am, we shall what? Again? Again? I say what? Now God has anointed you. It's according to his riches in glory. There is no way you will not flourish. No way. When you know, you'll be bold. You will flourish. Like what? Woo-hoo. You'll be long-lived, stately. Can you see stately again? Stately, upright, useful, and in the name of Jesus. Woo-hoo. It says you will grow. I will grow. Like a cedar
In Lebanon, when you see a cedar, you know it is stately, it is stout, it is upright, it is bold. You will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. How do they grow? Majestic, stable, durable, incorruptible. Next verse. Planted in the house of the Lord. How can it be planted in his presence? And you will be stagnated. Go possible. I say I address every single body. I say, give way. Now, in the name of Jesus. Every attack of the devil, every arrow of hell, every occultism. I say, go. Now, in the name of Jesus. Move. For we've got nothing shall be impossible. I say nothing. Nothing. I mean nothing. 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 Nothing shall be impossible. Nothing. I mean nothing. Nothing shall be impossible. Nothing. Nothing. Planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the... Tell your neighbor, say flourish in the name of Jesus. Flourish. Come on, help me tell them. Tell them. Say in Jesus' name. Flourish. Turn to hand up and say in the name of Jesus. Flourish. You say, why are you doing that? I'm prophesying. So shall it be. Flourish. They will flourish. They will flourish. They will flourish. In the cause of our God, you will flourish. I say flourish. In the cause of our God. In the cause of our God. In the cause of our God. Flourish. 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 Chant again. Say flourish. In the name of Jesus. Next verse. Growing in grace. And then with the natural, it gets to a stage. They say, no, it's past the age. We say that she never passed the age. I say, as long as it's divine destiny in your life, you will never pass your age. I say, Jesus, you will never pass your age. Hear what he says. When God leaves you, when God strengthens you, when God lifts up your hand, say you will still bring forth fruit in your old age. They shall be full of sap, spiritual vitality, rich in the vador of the Lord. So I command a new beginning in the name of Jesus. I say new beginning. New beginning. New beginning. New beginning. I see your horn he has exalted like that of a wild. Receive boldness. Receive access. Confidence. In the name of Jesus. Go in this your might. In Jesus' name. Strengthen with might in your inner man. In your inner man. In your inner man. Christ dwelling in your heart by faith. Go prosper in the name of Jesus. Don't you ever hide your testimony. Write them. Let's read them out this way. Put them on your Facebook pages. Let them know that Jesus is still alive and well. You know how many millions will through your testimony come into the kingdom? Number two, please be conscious of the fact that you are an ambassador of Christ. Whether you talk or you don't talk, let them be asking about Jesus when they see you. Invite your neighbors to church. Invite your siblings to church. Invite your co-workers to church. Your clients, your business partner, invite them to church. We are to carry this light and this fire everywhere. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You don't need to carry your purses. You know what he said to me? He said, I will make you rich. He said, you preach, go. I will make you rich. Because you are in his service. What will you serve them when they come? I will make you rich. Don't worry about what you eat. Just seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness. Can I challenge you? Be conscious of the kingdom. Be conscious of the kingdom. Watch what you do. Bring them in. Don't become the hindrance for them. I trust you in the name of Jesus. Multiply. From grace to grace. In the name of Jesus. I say from grace to grace. In the name of Jesus. From grace to grace. In the name of Jesus. From grace to grace. In Jesus' name.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.